Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. Rebroadcasting of this show has actually increased, if you haven't noticed. As a matter of fact, this show will be rebroadcasted tomorrow at 5 p.m. and also on Saturday at 1 p.m. as well as Sunday at 9 p.m. The content on the show is probably the most relevant content you are going to receive in Spokane, Spokane Valley, in this general vicinity. And so, therefore, we think it's very important that you get, absorb, and act upon some of the information, especially today, because we're going to talk about Hydro One, and we're going to kind of set up what we've got coming up in the next few weeks. This is an educational show. Many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with our content, you will need to listen to all of these shows to garner what Republic Review is and how we can reclaim the Republic. Don't forget, you can download these podcasts at reclaimingtherepublic.org. And as well, with the content today, if I forget to say this when we get to this information, the important information that you will need to get in contact with the UTC is going to be on my podcast page, as I usually put it. It'll be right at the very bottom after my podcast. And so please make sure you get engaged as we discuss why you need to get engaged later on in the show. This Friday is going to be an open Friday, discuss all things. It's kind of like a free-for-all Friday. They're going to be discussing the candidate filings and anything else under the sun, if it's a sunny day that day. If not, it'll be under the clouds. June 1st, a naturopathic doctor will be speaking. His name is Jason Kinley, and he will be speaking to the Republican Coffee Club. And on the 8th, Michael Cathcart for BetterSpokane.org will be speaking to the group as well. This meeting meets every Friday at 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli at 152 South Sherman. It's right there on the northwest corner of Sherman and 2nd, and the admission is $5. That gets you some coffee as well as a little pastry, and breakfast sandwiches for purchase are also available. Northwest Grassroots' next movie night is June 13th. Make sure you actually plan and put that on your schedule, your calendar, what have you. Make sure you attend. These are always highly informative, and you do not have any other content live in person. Plus, they have an open mic at the very beginning. So if there's something that you need to get out to everybody, please attend that. And you can step up and use the open mic and tell everybody what you're looking to do or what needs to be said. I will also say this. I want you to know that I'm dependent on my sponsorships, and my one sponsor who has been behind me for an entire year here has been Dr. Tracy. He is a great dentist. I need to speak to the conditions of our standards for loyalty. I cannot emphasize enough that we need to be very, very cautious and very cognitive of how we spend our loyalties on those services that we use. Are you giving your money to somebody that is actually supporting causes, policies, government, and so forth that is literally out to constrain you, like this road calming and so forth? I can tell you Dr. Tracy is a true patriot. He is Dr. Patriot, Dr. Fawn Tracy. He's also an awesome dentist. If you know me in person, I will show you my two front teeth, and I'll let you tell me which one is basically a half tooth. He did that good of work. I've never had a dentist do that quality of work on my front tooth, as far as it's kind of like a cap or what they call a filling for billing purposes, because it doesn't really have a pin crown all the way around it. But anyway, the whole point is that he does awesome work. He has a great staff, and even more importantly, as I talk about in my commercials, he is actually offering, and I'm not the recipient of this. I'm not trying to get you to go in and say, "Hey, GR sent me," but I do want you to call him up, set up an appointment, say, "Hey, I've heard GR's commercials. I'd like to actually consider, coming in and getting some work done, a cleaning. I've got a crown I need done." Give him a shot, because I will tell you, the money that you're spending is truly going towards supporting the fighting of the progressive movement here in the Spokane area. So with that, please send him some love. Patriots deserve it. We need to start supporting one another. We've got to quit throwing our money away on progressives, because there's way too many of them. And even though you may think, as I've said before, excuse me, I have railed on this before, that there are companies that tout the Constitution, they have big pictures of it in their businesses and so forth, that does not mean that they're truly supporting fighting for your liberties and standing up here in the community. That is just lip service. They make you feel like they're a patriot. Sure, they may love the Constitution, but they don't spend a penny. They give their money to progressive and what I would call politically correct marketing agencies that hide their any type of patriotism whatsoever, so that they don't offend anybody. And I'm telling you, if you haven't heard me rail on this, go into my podcast on this and how we've got to stop supporting businesses and marketing companies and all of that that are succumbing to political correctness. It is time that we start taking a stand. And I believe you have to have standards to your loyalty, especially when it comes to things that you just can't avoid. You've got to see a dentist and make Dr. Tracy that dentist for you. So anyway, enough of the love and support for him. Again, this is a result-oriented show. And because this is a result-oriented show, the money that I do receive from sponsorships, if you want to sponsor this show, or as I've even said, sponsor any show, just sponsor a patriotic show that is standing up and fighting for your liberties so that you're informed on what is really going on and who is out to straddle you with more taxes, straddle you with policies that will take your property rights away, that are supporting things like the Hearst decision, Agenda 21, this road calming crap. We've got to start getting organized. You got to get motivated. Anyway, forgive me for just going on and on. If you've listened to this show long enough, I have a history of ranting, but I want you to know that coming up in the next show, next week, I will have an interview with David Millennius, and he's going to speak about the Hydro One buying up of our Avista Power Company. This is very important. The details of this you're going to want to know, and he's going to give you more information than what I am going to give you today. I think it's really important that you know, because there is a very limited time that we can get involved and step in and stop this. We can stop this. There needs to be an overwhelming outcry. If you've got an email, it doesn't take much time to send an email and or phone call and or even letter. There's different mechanisms. That'll be on my website, on my podcast page today, as soon as this show is up. So tomorrow morning, go to my podcast page, grab the email information or whatever contact information you need, and get engaged. I will also have Cecily Wright, the GOP Central Committee Chair, on to talk about Lincoln Day dinner that's coming up and the direction that they have or she has for the Republican Party, or that the Central Committee has for Spokane County. And so I think this information is paramount. I want to make sure you get this so that you can kind of understand, not kind of, so that you can start seeing that there are changes taking place. It's not about just protecting the brand. It is about getting engaged and literally confronting those progressive policies that are beginning to strangle us. And if you don't think so, try to drive down Monroe or go down Crestline now and tell me if you're feeling strangled. Well, with that, as you can tell, I've got a hard break coming up, so I will be right back after a word from our sponsors. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I want to get into a couple of more things that I think are really, really important. And one of those things that is critical is this upcoming Red Pill Expo in Spokane, and that is from the 21st to the 23rd of June. It's going to be right here. You don't have to pay for travel. You don't have to pay for expenses. You will never get an opportunity to pay the literally just the ticket price for a Red Pill Expo, because next year it'll be somewhere else. Last year it was in Bozeman, Montana, and it was actually a very big success, and there were lots of people that showed up, participated, and what have you. So What I would highly recommend is you go to redpillexpo.org and actually look at the different speakers. They have a real estate mogul and other businessmen that are going to be speaking. There's going to be all sorts of great subject matter experts that will be there. And I will tell you that this is one of those things that you just definitely want to be a part of. There are more people than they accounted for as far as coming in and being relevant to this expo. So I think some of these speakers will be given, you know, like a condensed time, so that way you can get more out of it. And I think in talking to G. Edward Griffin, he was saying that they may go to a format with a few of the speakers where they have four speakers in 1 hour, giving each of them 15 minutes to kind of hit you with the highlights and the information so that you can start understanding what you need to do and the information that's out there and so forth. So this is going to be a fire hose of red pill information. So if you have plans for your vacation, you may want to change them and make this your summer vacation, because I understand the tickets may be a little bit high. But if you understand that this is a 3-day event and it's not just a 4-hour concert, I don't know what a concert goes for today. I know Santana was just here, and I'm going to venture to say that was probably $30-$60 for decent seats or what have you. And so if you just add that 2-hour concert for the monkey on the string, you know, type of concerts, that it's just entertainment. This is more than just entertainment. This is content that has real relevance with your life. So I would recommend just going to redpillexpo.org, take a look at what's coming. I think you'll be persuaded into paying, because putting it in context again with just basic entertainment compared to informative entertainment, networking opportunities for 3 full days, this is a huge thing. And let me know what you think. If you think otherwise, obviously you won't get a ticket, but if you feel offended or what have you, fire me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and tell me what you really think about this Red Pill Expo. And I might read your comment on air, because we've got a good month before then. So as a reminder, I also want to remind you that I have posted the bullets for my academic argument, as well as the descriptions of Republic Review, as well as the actual graphic for the flowchart up on reclaimingtherepublic.org. It's right there on the homepage at the very, very bottom. You can get the model in a graphic form. So just click on that link and it'll take you to that image. That being said, there is plenty of content there. I will also want to throw out there, and I've mentioned this before, I could use some help. If you have time, if you've got resources, like your computer literate, you've got a phone, what have you, and you want to help save the Constitution, because I am definitely overtapped and I could use some help. You can ask anybody that knows me. I'm working from days, as soon as I get up, till late in the evening, from conversations with all sorts of people. And bottom line, I literally have phone calls that go into the evening, because most people that I need to tap into, they're already booked throughout the day. So their availability is in the evening as well. So I actually get a lot done that way. But anyway, if you want to help, you are more than welcome to step on to the good ship, saving the Constitution or reclaiming the Republic. Well, with that, let me kind of get into some meat, because I think this is really important. And I'm not sure what you know about the Hydro One deal, but from what I have garnered, and actually what I'm going to give you is content that I took out of Tom Horn's email that I received. And so I'm basically going to give it to you as a little bit filtered, but it's pretty much a lot of this is from Tom, and I have to thank Tom for getting this information out. And again, we'll have David on next week to speak about this, because this is critical. If you don't understand how much, I mean, you probably already know how much money you're spending on your energy bill, this is going to be a significant increase, and you'll see exactly why. So this is what I have extrapolated from Tom's email regarding the Hydro One deal. the Hydro One CEO, his name is Mayo Schmidt, stated this, and this is literally out on the Hydro One website, and he says, our shareholders will see stable, strong, forward-looking returns on equity. For the people of Ontario, who are also shareholders, this means a growing income stream. He's talking about buying Avista. This means a growing income stream to help fund their public programs like hospitals, schools, and transit, close quote. You can go and actually see this quote on the Hydro One. So they're basically bragging that they're going to take your money, that they're going to sell you our electricity that we churn out of our own hydro systems. They're going to make a profit so that they can have better hospital, schools, and transits. Isn't that nice for Ontario, Canada, at your expense? I think that that is arrogance, and I think that that is just a travesty if we allow this to happen. Going on. So their major shareholder, the province of Ontario, wants to fund their hospitals, transit, and school systems with our Avista power bill. I personally, and I know Tom very clearly expressed this, and I hope you feel the same way, that we don't want to fund Ontario with our power bill. The whole point of utility is to keep costs down, that these things should not be profit-based. These things should literally be... We should only be paying for energy of the actual cost of what it takes to generate that power for services, the manpower, labor, and everything else. I think it's repugnant with the fact that the CEO of Avista already makes a huge lump sum bonus every year based on their performance. We should not be doing this. This is a monopoly. You realize that you only have one line of power coming to your house. It's not like gasoline. It's not like propane where you can go out and buy from any reseller of propane or any gas station that is out there competing in the open market. How would you feel if all of a sudden there was only one gas station that was available and the price was the same and fixed at every single gas station? You would feel that was a monopoly. Well, it is a monopoly because you cannot choose on a given day whose electricity you can buy from. Remember that Enron scandal that they said, oh, you're going to be able to buy from any, and we're going to save you money because we're literally buying from the cheapest who's generating it at the time. And they were switching back and forth. Well, that was a huge scam because what ended up happening from that huge power deal, because I was there in Southern California, prices skyrocketed. I had an electrical bill that went from $200 to $800 a month under that Enron scam. And that's what got rid of Gray Davis in a recall. And Arnie Schwarzenegger was the one that took his place and got the whole electrical grid and everything else in California down. He had some other failures, but I don't want to digress onto that. There is still time left, folks. We can get involved, but the time is ticking quickly and it is running out quickly. You and every Avista customer must contact the State Utility Commission. In Washington State, it is called the Utilities and Transportation Commission, or the UTC. The UTC is supposed to look out for the customer's interest in all things related to the utility company, such as rates and the sale of these companies. And I don't believe they're really doing you a service in how they're looking out for you. And I have no idea other than the fact that because Inslee has appointed these schmucks, that they are literally selling you downriver by even allowing this, by even entertaining the fact that Hydro One wants to come in and support their infrastructure off of your hard-earned money and take away more of your disposable income so that they can have a better hospital, schools, instead of them funding it through their tax systems like we have to, because they're already taxed to death up in Canada. Apparently, we have to start supporting them as well. When is enough? Enough. I'm asking you that question. What is it going to take to get you involved? I hope with the fact that these things are coming down the pike that it will hopefully motivate you. I even have more on this, and so I will cover more of this as soon as we get back from the break. Thank you so much. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We are trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders, like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Okay, so I am back, and I think that that last promo was apropos for what I'm going to say now. If you want to talk about elaborate lifestyles and highfalutin salaries, then those people who are supposedly providing us a service in the utilities trade, because those are monopolies, there is no doubt about it, I cannot believe that we're allowing them to receive the types of bonuses, and they're, oh, well, we have to so that they can be competitive. That's a bunch of crap. What that is the fleecing of America. And there's no doubt in my mind that I'm an advocate for little government and small government. But when government cannot provide you a true free market solution, then what they've got is a government solution. And the fact that they've moved this off to a public utility that is profit-based, it's unconscionable, folks. You've got to agree with me. This is unconscionable. The fact that those things are out there, even in public trading, because they have to protect their bottom line, getting shareholders and so forth. We need to move all public utilities out of public trading. They have to be put back into the public trust instead of being supposedly, quote unquote, private entities, because that's just crap. It is literally crap. It's almost the same thing with these cable companies. How much competition do you have in cable out here? How much competition? In Southern California, where I used to live, they only had really two competitors. There was the cable company, which was either Time Warner or Comcast or so forth. And then there was the phone company that was running fiber optics out to everybody's home called Verizon. And they were offering Verizon Fios. So you actually only had two real competitors in that market down there. And that's one of the reasons why Verizon Fios was the preferred. I mean, everybody was buying and paying for Verizon Fios because it was just head and shoulders above Comcast and so forth. Unless you start getting competition in internet, phone, and everything else, because CenturyLink's not going to spend a penny out here to try to create a competitive market. I keep getting these little flyers way out in the boonies where I live that, we've got high-speed internet to compete. And they're talking about 12 megabit downloads. If you understand what high-speed standards are today, I mean, when I left Fios, they were already in the 256 and above, a half a gig type of speeds, and they were already talking about, this was years ago, they were already talking about getting to gig speed downloads for consumer or for the public use. And I'm going, why is it that we've spent millions of dollars in the state of Washington under the Obama boondoggle to run fiber optic? Where is that? Go talk to your county commissioners and find out what happened and how we were fleeced over that. And it looks to me like we're being fleeced again. And like I said, speaking of elaborate lifestyles and highfalutin salaries, we need to stop this. We need to stop Ontario becoming a highfalutin lifestyle and or having the elaborate lifestyles from the expense of us, the Avista, excuse me, our former Avista company, Hydro One customers, as they start taking our money and racking up prices. The government of Ontario intends to make money from this purchase, bottom line. That's the only reason why they're doing it. They clearly intend to export their energy policies through their control of Avista, excuse me, and these are socialistic policies, my friends. They're socialists up there, and not that we're not socialist here because of Inslee and the rest of the progressives. Along with their policies will come increased energy rates to us, as they have increased Ontario rates as well. They've already got a history of increasing these rates out there in Ontario, Canada. So go look at the history of this. Most importantly, we do not get to vote on these policies. Avista and Hydro One assures us there will be no rate increase due to this sale. Well, technically that's correct, but they've already acknowledged that they are completely aware of the fact that they have to petition to the UTC to increase our rates. So how soon will it take for them to start knocking on the UTC's door and requesting rates? Well, let's look at this historically. In 1982, Avista, then WWP, and I forget what that was, Washington Water and Power, something like that, sold off its Spokane Water Utility Companies to a French company called Spokane Suburban Water Company. I'm just using this for an example. The sale of that company, when they created the Spokane Suburban Water Company, for $4.5 million, with assurances that there would be no rate increases due to the sale. 40 days, just over a month after the sale was approved by the UTC, Suburban The Spokane Suburban Water Company asked the UTC for a 22% rate increase within a month, folks. And it was increased. They allowed it to be increased to 13%. And so about a year later, and actually 2 months after being granted the increase, Suburban again requested the UTC for a rate increase, this time for a 45.1% increase. And the UTC granted them 38.2%. Add that to the 13%, and you're looking at well over 45% in less than a few months. So in less than 3 years after the sale, UTC overall had granted a 51% rate increase. Do you not think that this is not going to happen? Neighbors across the street on different water systems were then paying substantially less for waters. Citizens of Spokane were outraged and formed the Spokane County Water District Number 3. And in 1986, and by basically a condemnation, purchased Suburban in 1988 for $7.9 million. Suburban made 75% profit in less than 6 years. And I'm not one to poke anybody in the eye over making profit over anything such as this. But I am telling you that when it comes to a publicly traded company, when it comes to something like a utility, I do have a problem with them making that kind of profit or profit period. That money should be gone into savings, going into improving efficiencies, the deliverance services so that services can come online. Do you think Avista One, when we have power outages, will be even more responsive in getting our power online? I don't think anybody here has been overwhelmed with whether they have been or not. So what can you do? The Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission is taking comments from ratepayers on this sale. Who are the ratepayers? That's you. That means you can comment to the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission. And I'm going to have this information up on my website underneath the podcast for this show. So you can use their online form, and I'm not going to cite the URL here, or you can email comments to comments@utc.wa.gov. Again, you can remember this. You can just send in a comment to comments with an S at utc.wa.gov. And if you're not driving, and you can actually write this down, you can call toll-free 1-888-333-WUTC, or the numeric translation of that is 9882. They also have a physical address that I will also post, which is basically a post office box in Olympia that you can mail your comments. You know, I wouldn't recommend you taking a piece of paper and doing little cutouts of letters and words out of a magazine and sending them a thread or anything. But I would highly recommend you express clearly and concisely how you feel about this and your passion in speaking out against this and getting them to respond so that we can stop this, because we need the UTC to get engaged in stopping this. Please include a return address and a description of the filing with this. And this information will also be posted in your letter that you send them. Refer to docket numbers that'll be provided, as well as a joint application of Hydro One. So I'll have all of this information, and you must get engaged now. One of the things that Tom Horn had tried to do is he tried to find out how long this is going. And so on the 16th, Tom Horn basically came back and said that nobody at the UTC can mention or even speak to when they are going to be closing down this comment period. I don't know, and we'll find out next week after I talk to David, and you'll be hearing this in public service announcements right here on KSBN, because I'm hoping that they start airing by Thursday or Friday, because I'm actually doing the interview tonight with David. After this show, I'm going to be talking to David. And so I'm hoping to be able to do public service announcements to tell you how much time you have, because you need to get involved. And so please Stay tuned. I've got one more segment and some more content for you as soon as we get back after the break. Thank you very much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I'm back, and I don't have a lot more time because this is the last segment. And bottom line, it's looking like we've got maybe nine and a half minutes. So you need to get involved, and you have to do this ASAP. This is not something, well, I'll get around to it. This is very important. Unless you're okay with paying a lot more money for your energy bills, because they will continue to go up, and they will continue to consume your what I will call your disposable income, as you understand exactly what disposable income is. And we're going to get to a point, unfortunately, maybe a lot of people that have jobs and seem to have a comfortable lifestyle right now, I want you to think about maybe your parents or other people that are in retirement that are on fixed incomes. What this means is that they will start having to make decisions whether they keep their house warm during the wintertime or keep their house cool during the summertime, and whether they can afford to get food or what kind of food and how much food they can buy. Because that's usually, as you know, you remember the old commercials and the old problems back in the 80s and the 70s when they were talking about, you know, grandparents having to buy dog food and eating dog food, Alpo and so forth. I don't want that. I don't think you want that. I don't think anybody likes the idea that a public service utility is one making profit, period. Or due to the fact that a public service utility commission that is appointed by a liberal socialist Democrat who happens to be the governor of this state is even allowing and entertaining, this commission is even entertaining another socialist company buying up our energy company, Avista, and letting them fleece us for money so that they can have a better lifestyle. Apparently, their overtaxing isn't working. And apparently, Inslee thinks we have enough room in our budget to allow this to go through. Are you kidding me? I am appealing to your ire. I'm appealing to your cognitive reasoning, folks. We have to get engaged. And so to do that, again, all of this information is going to be available on my podcast page. As a matter of fact, I will put it up now. And so before I even get this podcast in the can and up to you, it will be on the podcast page by the time you get home, because I'm going to do it now. And so one more thing you can do. I will also tell you that we are a Republican form of government, not a democracy. We don't have to wait for an election. We have public servants who are supposed to serve us, that are supposed to represent us. And so I am a huge advocate of you contacting the mayor, you contacting your county commissioners. They're your representatives. Contact your state representatives and your state senator. Whether that be Matt Shea and Bob McCaslin or whoever your representatives are in your legislative district, contact your congressperson. And for all of us, that's Kathy McMorris Rogers. She has an office right here in Spokane. Make her phones burn. I need everybody to get engaged in every capacity possible. If you have a spouse that is not working, or if you're sitting around in, you know, medical rehab or what have you, use that phone as a weapon and go after every single servant that you have and ask them, what are they doing and why haven't they stopped this? Because this right here, to me, reeks of corruption. That's the only thing I can call this, because the fact that we're allowing another nation to make money off of us so that they can improve their lifestyle, this just goes against the core principles of our individual liberty and our individual principles of the Constitution. Cannot believe we're allowing this to happen. So you must bring this to their attention. With that, let me close with a quote that Tom Horn provided, and this is a quote from C.S. Lewis that I believe, and he actually thought it was apt, that it applies to this case, to the province of Ontario and Hydro One, and the governor of Washington who appoints the UTC. So these words are worth repeating. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under the omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. And so I just hope that this particular show has motivated you, that you will get engaged, because without you folks, we're basically going to be flying in the wind here, and we'll be susceptible to the guaranteed rate increases and our cost of living. And this isn't just going to affect us. If you're listening to this and you live in Idaho and you think, ha, 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 too bad Washington's getting screwed over, I will tell you, Idaho is on the hook for this, as well as Alaska and I think three other states. There are six states in this deal, and every single one of them has failed to stand up, and it only takes one state to stand up. So if you're a commuter that's going out to Idaho tonight, you'd better get engaged with your own UTC as well as the Washington. And if you know the information that I need to pass on for Idaho, I'll be happy to do it so we can get Washington folks burning up the Idaho phones as well. Again, I will have David forgive me, Dave, I'm really terrible with names, and everybody knows that if you've been listening to the show. my first attempt in Kootenai. Anyway, he will be next week, and I'm going to have him provide even more details regarding this. And so this is a huge bit of information. And again, I'll have public service announcements on this as well. One last note is that this this really does need to be looked into, as well as just this going into Ontario, because there is a suggestion that China owns interest in Hydro One and is interested in purchasing Hydro One. So not only are the people in Canada going to be getting rich off of us, but there is suggestions that China is involved, and they too want to help fleece America at the at the graces of our good socialist government. I mean, Barack Obama had no problem with selling us downriver, and apparently Inslee wants to top that as well. I know I've railed on this before, and on the fact that we have been transferring our wealth to those who provide us energy. I want you to consider this with the minute and a half I have left. I want you to consider the amount of one's budget in the 50s that went to the cost of energy. Now, I want you to think of what is the percentage of your budget that goes to the cost of energy. When I say energy, I'm talking about electricity. I'm talking about your heating bill, the gas, electricity, as well as your car, as well as sometimes you may have, barbecues and so forth. Whenever you're using energy, I want you to think of how much you are spending in your average income. It is today in most households, in the average household, the cost of energy is in the top three expenditures. It is competing with people's mortgage. It is competing with their food, as well as possibly their car payment, if they have a car payment. But 9 times out of 10, your energy, most people pay more money for their energy consumption than they do for their car payment, unless you're really living outside your budget. But the top three competitors in your budget on a monthly basis is energy. And so I want you to think about that, because back in the 50s, it was a nominal expense. It was like disposable income going to entertainment and spending the night out on the town and so forth. Why has it become such a high percentage of our expenditures? And I will tell you why. It's because they know that you need it, and they know that it has become a greater and greater part of our lives for you to have the internet and everything else. With that, I am G.R. Mobley. I am out of time. I am reclaiming the Republic with your help. We'll be back next week. God bless, and until then.